Robert Winston is convinced his life would have turned out much differently if someone had diagnosed him with a mental disorder in his late 20s. Winston is African American, 52, and he lives in the streets trying to stay away from alcohol.
Tried to commit suicide twice, you know, and I can understand why I was having a hard time dealing with just the basic things of life.
When the pressure was too hard to bear, Winston left his wife and children in California and ended up in Austin. Dr. William Lawson says part of the problem of underdiagnosis for African Americans lies in the racism of the past. Lawson chairs the Department of Psychiatry at Howard University, College of Medicine, in Washington, D.C.
First of all, historically, and this is actually from pre-slavery times, it was thought that African Americans simply did not have the mental apparatus for becoming mentally ill.
Robert Winston, the man who lives in the streets, says that's probably why his parents were never diagnosed. He believes both his mother and father also struggled with mental illnesses of their own.
Pretty hush-hush. Back in them days, you didn't talk about that.
But now, people do talk about the challenges African Americans face when it comes to mental health, except that they don't talk about it as much as they should. Part of the problem is the very small number of African American psychiatrists and psychologists in the U.S. The University of Pittsburgh Medical Education Center is the number one psych school in the country. And just to put things in perspective, in 2013, the school graduated 142 medical students, 9 of them psychiatrists, none of them African American.
Why does it matter? Why is it important when your physician looks like you?
I think it's critically important.
That's Larry Irvin, president and CEO of Houston-Tillotson University in Austin.
There is a linkage.
Irvin says that's why HT has decided to open a mental health clinic on its campus, where most doctors would be African Americans. The clinic opens in 2014.
We'll be able to address that disparity that has existed between the two.
In the meantime, HT is still fundraising. Irvin hopes the clinic will be in its own building, a building that would be easily accessible to people in the community without having to go through the entire school campus. For his part, Robert Winston tells me he was recently diagnosed. He is bipolar and manic depressive. He says two of his girls back in California also struggle with mental illnesses. But unlike he and his parents, the girls were open to treatment and are thriving in college. Joy Diaz, KUT News.